You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. Yep, that's us right here in Berea. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Something we love doing on this show. We do it each Monday, and that's bringing aboard our guy, Gerard Cherry, the three-time Super Bowl champion, for three good questions, three topics, we should say. Might be multiple questions within those, but it's three topics. Gerard, how are you, my friend?
I am doing well, the Notorious. It's good to know I get to talk to the source.
That's it. Right. We're back. That's right. We're back. Hey, so let's start with Ray Farmer. Had his news conference today, also appeared on this show. I want to take a snippet from the end of his interview, or near the end of his interview with us, with regard to the importance of taking a quarterback in this draft and him basically challenging the idea of its relative importance and where that guy, I guess, is taken. Your thought on how important is it for the Browns? Is it a priority that they come out of this draft with at least one quarterback?
I wouldn't put it a priority to the top level, because I still think you have other holes to fill. And the reason why I say that, and you guys heard me say this before, but I'll say it again. The quarterback position is a needy position, and you need guys around him. And if you can get more bodies to support that guy, presently that being Brian Hoyer or whoever you do bring in, that bodes well with me. And then moving forward, if you get a guy in the second, third, fourth, fifth round who can benefit from that later on, or even the first round. But if you go the first round route to this whole thing, you get up the potentiality of getting someone that can help you in the future as far as that quarterback position is concerned.
Gerard, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Nate, dog!
What was your big takeaway from Ray Farmer's press conference today, if anything?
What I love about Ray is that he leaves you guessing. Because now I walk away from him saying, are they going to get a quarterback? And that's what you want. You want to have a situation where those other people from other teams are listening to and trying to get a beat on what the Browns are going to do, and you really can't. But I agree a lot with his philosophies as far as what you need to do, and it's not going to be a complete tank job if you don't walk away with a quarterback. But at the same time, though, you're not going to bring in dang near 15 to 20 guys, I'm overshooting it, but obviously about 10 guys, and not be serious about a quarterback taking one.
Gerard, our final thought here. The head coach, Mike Pettine, gets this team on the field tomorrow. It starts tomorrow morning with on-field practices during these off-season workouts. Does he have to put his stamp on this football team in this session, having been a player who's been through these off-season sessions? Can a coach do that? How does he do that?
Oh, he could totally do that because he has expectations. Hey, guys, we're not here to waste time and for you just to collect checks and just to go about your business. From day one, we have the opportunity each and every day to get better. I'm here to get better. I'm going to be the hardest worker on this football team in this organization, and you're going to follow in suit with me. And that's the message he has to establish right away, that all this losing mentality that Joe Hayden talked about earlier is gone, and it starts at the top with me. So, yes, the opportunity to set straight what he wants out of this team and for this vision of this organization starts whenever he's out there, Vic.
And, Gerard, to piggyback on that, speaking of this voluntary minicamp, which takes place, begins tomorrow, what can you get out of that as a player or a coach, as somebody who's been through that? How important are these, and what really is the ultimate goal of this type of a voluntary minicamp?
Well, the first disclaimer is this, Nate. You obviously aren't going to win any games or any position battles in these situations, but you can set a stage for what you want to represent as a team and start building those bonds, because you build it now. It will help you down the road. I want to actually rephrase that and say it does help you down the road. You won't see the immediate impact of it right away, but it does help you build bonds and formulate how you're going to approach football as a team, and that's of the utmost importance.
All right, good stuff, Gerard. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be with the source.
Yes, indeed.
Gerard Cherry, three-time Super Bowl champ, joins us on Mondays for three topics. Coming up, we are going to get into your tweets, the ones that you've been sending us at Browns_Daily. Our producer, Jason Gibbs, is going to read through some of the better tweets that we've gotten, and we'll address those. That is coming up on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with Nathan Segura, and we are broadcasting from Berea. And ESPN 850, WKNR.